I've been working on a special project, writing about almond growers and how they make a crop. It's been a real education. My son-in-law, Brett Bonomi, is one of those terrible almond growers that's stealing water from the swimming pools of the rich and famous down south just so he can grow his nuts and feed my grandkids. He works closely with his dad and his cousin and friends and neighbors, and he's been letting me follow him around this year just to see what he does. I've learned a lot, not only about growing almonds, which is a lot of hard work, but about my son-in-law. I've always liked him, felt like my girl chose wisely and well when she grabbed him, but this year I've learned just how hard he works and just how wise he's become over these decades. But that was no surprise. He's a farmer. He's up before the sun, out in the cold or the heat, always vigilant and aware of his environment, which he does everything he can to keep in the best condition to grow his crop and to keep the soil healthy for his two young sons to farm someday. His work gives him time to think, and he has to have a deep understanding of the way of things to build the best soil and crop that he can. Harvest is the time when he gets his report card. This week, he was out sweeping almonds. When I showed up with a photographer, I watched him slowly working up the row of trees with the clouded dust surrounding him, the engine of the sweeper roaring in his ear, the heat of the day already oppressive. He stopped at the end of the row and got out to say hello. He was covered with dust, but his grin was open and honest, and I thought how happy he was. He was doing exactly what he wanted to do. He was a farmer. He was bringing in a crop. It was a good crop. It was one that he'd made better with his skill and hard work. Well, that's a farmer for you. They're good, rock-solid people whose feet are firmly planted in the soil. I'm honored to be a part of your world. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.